To mute or unmute yourself, press star 9.
To raise or lower your hand.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. My favorite part of my own show is This Needs to Be Read. And we have another book that we're bringing to you, and I liked it for several reasons. One, personal healing for myself, but then the title itself, Healing Our Way Home. But the preface is Black Buddhist Teachings on Ancestors, Joy, and Liberation. And not that I was looking for a religious journey, but when you're healing, I guess what comes up, shows up, is what's needed. And when I opened this book by these three ladies, Valerie Brown, Maricela B. Gomez, Kara Jewel Lingo, these three teachers are bringing the spiritual practice to the Black community. So that's what's important to me because I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been here my entire life. And in the South, it's Christianity or you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing as a Black person. So the liberation and looking for other ways to nurture our souls and to find a way for us and the fact that it goes back to our ancestors really blows my mind. So today, Valerie Brown, one of the authors, is here with me today, and she's going to share with me how and why this book came together. So I hope that you get your pen and paper out and you get ready because class is in session. Welcome to This Needs to Be Said, Valerie Brown. How are you?
I'm so well, Catherine. It's great to be with you and with your audience.
Thank you. I have three chapters, actually, that I have marked, and that's where I went. But before we get into what I did when I read your book, talk to me about how you and the other two ladies came about this book.
Super. So this book began Healing Our Way Home. It began in 2019. By chance, I found myself with my two co-authors, Kara Jewel Lingo and Maricela B. Gomez, MD, we were brought together by chance at a conference in Washington, D.C., and another friend and spiritual colleague joined us, Sister Peace, who also is Black. And so we were sitting around a kind of lunch table, and we were just chatting. This was a time, of course, of great political polarization in the United States. We were concerned, as are many people, about climate catastrophe, climate change. We were also concerned about discrimination and racism and oppression and all that goes along with it. And wellness, you know, how do we engage in self-care and self-love? So these were all issues that we were talking about at that lunch table. And I just said, hey, why don't we write a book? Collectively, us sitting together around that lunch table represented decades and decades of study and practice with Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh and the Plum Village community. And we really felt so strongly that it's our duty to really share what we have received and learned with other people, and particularly with the BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color community.
And thank you. I know that many of us might know what BIPOC is, but thank you for spelling it out, because we get used to an acronym and not really know what the words are and understand where it is. So your book here for me has been a lot about identity. The first chapter I went to was chapter 2. I went to the table of contents. I always do this when I read a book. I generally do not read a book from cover to cover. I skip around because books like this, self-help for, you know, the reflective self-help, I wanted to go to what spoke to me first and what I felt like I needed. So chapter 2, Home, Place, and Belonging, just that title alone resonates with me because as humans, we want to fit somewhere. Yeah, we were born to stand out, but you still want to fit somewhere. So I want to skip to that chapter, if that's all right with you, and get into that chapter a little bit, please.
All right. Yeah, so this sense of where do I belong, ancestry, our living lineage and legacy. This is really important for me as a Black person. I know for the other co-writers, Kara Jewell and Maricela. And I would zoom out and say that for particularly as a Black person, one of the defining characteristics is a sense of isolation, a sense of I'm the only one, I'm one of few, a sense of alienation, actually, from ourselves, and which is profound, and from a community, maybe even our family, a sense that I belong here. And so we really feel that a path of healing must include a reclamation, a Sankofa, as you will, of our ancestry, and to understand that this that when we heal the wounds in ourselves, we go back and reclaim and heal the wounds in our family, because we're not separate from our mother, our father. They are in our DNA, and we are interconnected to them. And so even if our parents have passed away, even if our parents or grandparents were abusers, we can still heal ourselves. And in the book, I and the other co-author talk about some really hard things, like facing sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse and neglect, and how violence, and how we healed from that. And the other thing I'm pointing to is not just our ancestry, our blood lineage, but we forget that that we need to belong. Belonging, according to a lot of the research, isn't just a feel-good thing. Researchers say that belonging, the sense of being connected to another person or a group, is a biological imperative. We cannot, as human beings, survive in isolation. And so it is critical that we have a sense of community and that we cultivate that, which means we have to be proactive and responsible to find people in our lives who embody compassion, a sense of justice, and a sense of equanimity and peace, and create a community of that embodies the direction we want to go into, one of love and justice and compassion.
And it takes intention, and it takes effort, because the way we come into this world, like you said, it may not be necessarily by the most loving hands. We may have been brought into this world by people who just didn't know how to care for another human. So it takes not shrinking down. So while I'm saying this to you, I didn't write this book. These are not the words from their book. These are my thoughts as I'm reading their book. And I want to know, because you all are teachers, spiritual practitioners, and Buddhism and building community, I just want to know how long, you said it's been decades and decades collective of information, but what about your personal journey before you made it your profession, your personal practice? How long were you practicing this mindfulness?
So love this question. So I can share a little bit about my personal journey. In 1983, I passed the New Jersey bar exam and became a lawyer. I became a lawyer long before I knew who I was, what was meaningful for me. I had two intentions. That was to make money and to get out of Brooklyn. And Brooklyn was not the fancy place it is today. It was a place people ran from. And so I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of how I began, which was make money. But what happened was one day, this was in 1995, I was sitting in my brother's apartment in New York, and he opened the New York Times, and there was a picture of Thich Nhat Hanh, this great Vietnamese Zen master. And he just so happened to be giving a talk, a public talk, just down the street from where we lived at the Riverside Church. My brother knew zero about Thich Nhat Hanh. He knew zero about Buddhism, but he knew a lot about me. I had become hard as nails. I was the type A lawyer. I was aggressive. I was all about making money. And my brother said, why don't you go down and listen to this guy? Uh-huh. So I did, and I was reluctant. I was skeptical when I walked out of there. But he touched what he said about love and compassion and justice, touched something really important in me. And I began to practice, not alone, but with a community. So by day, I would be in my business suit, making money. And then in the evenings and weekends, I would be practicing mindfulness meditation. It was not acceptable to do this as a lawyer, and certainly as a Black person. But slowly, little by little, I changed from the inside out, and my life changed. I had an identity crisis. I had to face the fact that I was no longer a lawyer or a lobbyist. So who was I?
I wish we had more time. I know you're on a book tour. I wish you much success. Those that are listening, what this needs to be said, we have been talking with Valerie Brown, one of the three authors, and then you have a gentleman who did the foreword, Larry, so I don't want to leave his name out, sorry. But pick up a copy anywhere books are sold. I'm looking at Amazon right now. I'm leaving a review, and I normally don't do that when I do an interview, but I'm going to for this one for so many reasons. Black Buddhist Teachings on Ancestors, Joy, and Liberation, Healing Our Way Home. Pick up a copy on Amazon or anywhere books are sold today. Thank you for being a guest on This Needs to Be Said.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It's been a delight.
Hi, can you hear me? Valerie?